This is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening today. I'm really excited to be doing a Valentine's Day themed show. So you just heard Love is Stronger Than Death by The, and I'm just going to be playing a collection of my favorite love songs, love themed songs, in anticipation of Valentine's Day tomorrow. Apple Jam had a really great Valentine's Day themed show on Saturday with a lot of the Tufts bands, which was really great. I also went right after that to a crush party, which was put on by the sorority I'm now in, and you basically went to the party having picked out your crush that you anonymously invited through a Google form, which is kind of a funny idea. I didn't invite anyone because I didn't fill out the form in time. But yeah, and there's no like reveal at this party. So you invite your crush, they show up, you show up, and then like it's kind of up to you and them to figure out who the crush is. Funny concept, but then it got shut down pretty quick, so I actually wasn't there for very long. But yeah, that was my Valentine's Day themed weekend. Okay, the next song I'm gonna play is Power of Two by Indigo Girls. Enjoy.
Played on your heart. Look at them. feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind that's everywhere I
So you just heard Power of Two by Indigo Girls and then Love Is All Around by R.E.M. Love Is All Around by R.E.M. I discovered a couple of weeks ago because it's in the movie Love Actually, but it's being like re-recorded as a Christmas song. And I didn't actually know that, like, I just thought it was the song from Love Actually. I didn't know it was, like, a real recorded song by R.E.M. So I was excited to find that, and it's obviously quite on theme for Valentine's Day episode. The next song I'm going to play is Inside and Out by Feist. I feel like a lot of these songs that I'm playing today I've definitely played on air before, but it's for a good reason. They're a lot of my favorites, and they're all about love, so perfect for tomorrow. Okay, enjoy this next one.
Like honey, sweet lies don't give me no rise up for what you're trying to do. Living on your cheating and the pain grows inside me. It's enough to leave me crying in the rain. Love you forever, but you're driving me insane, and I'm hanging on. Whoa, I wait, I'm never giving. Our love has got the power. Ain't good for you. You treat me like a bitch.
I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I'm missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving
that was Inside and Out by Feist, followed by All My Loving by the Beatles. That last one by the Beatles, I had to play because in high school, well, I'm just going to get into why I love Valentine's Day. In high school, I have like a very, very vivid memory. I don't know why my brain decided to like perfectly capture this moment, but getting ready in my bathroom in the morning, the day of Valentine's Day, and NPR was on, and they played All My Loving on the radio on NPR, and then that day I went into school, and at my high school, it was a tradition that all of the a cappella groups would do, like, singing Valentine's grams, so you could order them for your friends, and the a cappella groups would come into the class and sing to you. And it was, like, such an awesome tradition. I have talked to some of my friends from high school about it, and I feel like we all just have such fond memories of Valentine's Day because the singing Valentines were, like, such a big deal. And you could be, like, extra obnoxious and order a singing Valentine, like, from every single a cappella group for your friends for, like, every single class, so that they were just constantly getting singing Valentine's throughout the whole day. And then in my elementary school, I feel like this is pretty standard, but we would make like a little card for everyone in the class, and then maybe this is not standard actually, maybe this is just my elementary school, but everyone would get a little mailbox, and you would fill each person's mailbox in the class with like a little note or a candy or like something small and cute, and then at the end of the day you'd have a mailbox full of like little notes and treats. So I've always had very, very fond memories of Valentine's Day, but I know that's not the general consensus. I feel like there's just been a lot of like Twitter banter today and in the past couple of days of like people being salty about it. And I think some of the things people complain about are like that it's a very capitalist holiday and like the only purpose is for big corporations to like make money. But okay, like you can make that complaint about so many things like in the world and also about so many holidays, and like love is such a positive intentioned thing to be spending money on. Yeah, I just think the naysayers are silly. And also, I saw this one specific tweet that was like, Valentine's Day enjoyers, like, Valentine's Day sucks because you have to spend twice as much money on flowers and restaurants. And, like, you don't have to spend money. You can get flowers at the supermarket and, like, arrange them in a nice way. You can make dinner. You can invite your friends over. I don't think it has to be. I feel like it's a myth that it has to be this like expensive capitalist trap. I was talking to a family friend this fall around Thanksgiving, who was saying that Thanksgiving was his favorite holiday because it, like, it celebrates family and the values of Thanksgiving are in the right place. And Thanksgiving's a great holiday, sure. I've never, like, had a Thanksgiving because Canadian Thanksgiving is different. But I don't know. Personally, I've always had, like, very positive experiences with Valentine's Day. So I'm very excited to be doing this episode today and playing all these Valentine's Day themed songs. My plans tomorrow, I actually have class all day long, so hopefully there will be some flowers, candy, chocolate involved, and then I'm going to dinner at Myers and Chang, which is a fantastic restaurant in the South End. If you haven't been, definitely go. But I'm very excited for that. So I'm going to continue on with the episode. The next song I'm going to play is On the Floor by Perfume Genius. I've definitely played this on my show before. This has got to be like one of the catchiest songs of all time. It always gets stuck in my head anytime I hear it. So hopefully it will do the same for you. I saw it performed live last spring with my friend Jill, and it was just so awesome to see it live too. So I'm excited to play it. Here we go. Thank you.
his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo,
yeah.
This is why Clef Refuge cries well. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers.
So that was Killing Me Softly with his song by Fugees and before that, I played On the Floor by Perfume Genius. Forgot to include a critical detail of my Valentine's Day plans, which is on Wednesday I'm having a bunch of my girlfriends over and we're making a cake and we're doing a drinks night, which is even more proof of, I feel like, why Valentine's Day is the most inclusive holiday, because it can be about love for your significant other or your friends or yourself or your community, I think. And it's also like so low stakes too, you know. Okay, maybe some men would disagree with this, but I think it's low stakes because Christmas, like, everyone's on break, it's a huge deal, like you have to participate if you celebrate Christmas. Thanksgiving, kind of same thing, like those 4th of July fireworks, etc. But Valentine's Day, like, people are in work, people are like going about their lives, like it's just a little added bonus to a random Tuesday in February, which I think makes it even more special because there's no like huge shebang expectation around it. And now I'm gonna play another Beatles song, which I feel like is very, I don't know, fitting. Beatles wrote a lot of love songs. So this next one is I Will by the Beatles.
Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. Make me feel that
That was How to Get Physical by Magdalena Bay. I also have seen that song live at the Sinclair, and it was very good. Honestly, the Sinclair concerts this spring are, like, very disappointing. I feel like last year there were so many people I wanted to see, and this spring there's, like, no one. And I would say that applies to, like, Boston venues in general. Like, there just aren't that many people touring that I want to see. Although, this summer, there's this, like, 3-day concert with LCD Sound System, Boy Genius, I don't even know who else, but it looks super fun. I think it's a 3-day thing, and, like, $100-something for one, to buy just a 1-day ticket, and then for the whole thing, it's, like, $300-something. But that would be cool. And then, obviously, Taylor Swift, who I'm actually about to play next, is doing a huge tour, but I don't want to talk about it, because I didn't get a ticket. Okay, I'm going to read a PSA now, for the Tufts Art Gallery. And I'm going to read this one because I actually went to see the exhibit going on for this whole semester last week. And it's on all of the, like, artifacts from antiquity that Tufts has in their collection. And then some of those objects kind of, like, reimagined by some contemporary artists in Somerville. And it's really, really cool. Tufts has, like, a lot of cool ceramic pieces that are very strange looking and, like, ancient ceramic objects and, like, silversmithing things and sculptures, and they're really cool, so I definitely recommend going. And now I'm going to read the PSA from the art gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitichman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, so I have only 2 songs left, which is quite sad. Oh, with the concert stuff. So there isn't really anything good, in my opinion, in the Boston venues this spring, but I am going to 2 concerts in Boston that I'm very excited about. Number one is Caroline Polachek, who has a lot of new music, and the other is Wiseblood, who I also love very much. So I'm excited for those two. And those two will be really good. I just feel like last year, like, there was somebody I wanted to see, like, almost every weekend. And now, like, I've looked at every single venue and there's only 2 artists that I can find. Maybe it's just not a good year for music in Boston. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe fall will be better. Okay, the second to last song I'm going to play is Taylor Swift, Love Story. Can't have a Valentine's Day episode without this song.
Balcony.
This is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening to my episode this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to play one more song, but unfortunately, this is the end of the third episode of this semester. Next week, sadly, I will not be on air, so somebody else will be doing my show. But I'll be back the week after, Monday at 6 p.m. So thank you so much for listening, and enjoy this last one.
You know my wandering days are over. Or does that mean that I'm getting boring? You tell me I'm tired of listening to myself, yeah. I'm tired of fixing things for Michael and the rest of them. You know my bebopping days are over. I hung my boots up and then retired from the disco floor. The center of my so-called being is the space between your bed and wardrobe with the Louvre doors. With the Louvre doors. You know my salad bed days are over. You put me straight on the finer points of my speech rehearsed in the mirror of my steamy bathroom, where the rhino tells a sorry story in a monologue. In a monologue. 6 months on the winter storm, this enchanted funny thing left in town with the circus boy. The circus boy got lonely in summer. Boy is feeling melancholy. Summer and its sister songs being written for.